Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for Thursday, March the 6th, 2008. The Israeli army kills one resistance fighter in Gaza and one civilian in the West Bank, while a resistance group kills an Israeli soldier in the coastal region. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. One Palestinian resistance fighter was killed and one injured in an Israeli air raid targeting Jabalia refugee camp in the northern part of the Gaza Strip on Thursday. Dr. Mawia Hassanein of the Palestinian Ministry of Health identified the resistance fighter as Ala Abudayah, 20. Medics stated that Abudayah was hit directly with an Israeli missile and his body was severely mutilated. The Al-Quds Brigade, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, said that Abudayah was one of their fighters and he was killed when one of their groups was attacked by the Israeli army. Earlier in the day, an Israeli soldier was killed and three others were injured after an explosion hit their jeep on Thursday morning, east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The Al-Quds Brigade, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad movement, claimed responsibility for the attack. The Israeli army sources said that the explosion was caused by an explosive charge that was planted in the path of an Israeli armored vehicle that was patrolling the area. In the West Bank, an elderly woman, Zakia Alamouri, from Balata refugee camp near Nablus City, died on Thursday morning when the Israeli army attacked her home in order to kidnap her son. Eyewitnesses reported that troops invaded the home and searched for Alamouri's son, leaving her terrified and causing her to suffer a heart attack. Troops helped her for 15 minutes and called for an ambulance to take her to hospital, but it was too late and she was pronounced dead on arrival. Local sources reported that Israeli forces invaded the camp early on Thursday morning, searching for wanted Palestinians, and left the area with three kidnapped Palestinians and killing the elderly woman. On Thursday, the Israeli border police troops attacked a group of Palestinian volunteers who were doing renovation and cleaning work inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in the Old City of Jerusalem. The Al-Aqsa Foundation, a Palestinian non-profit organization which is doing the renovation work in Al-Aqsa Mosque, stated that this is the third day on which the police have attacked the volunteers and that three of those volunteering were kidnapped by the army. The foundation added that soldiers used batons and rifle butts to beat up some of the volunteers. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Louisa White and Ghassan Bonoura.